Today I'd like to talk about words. Talk about words. We know well that words matter. Words make a difference. Words teach us. Words can express love or invoke pain. Words can give praise or speak an insult. Words can build someone up or tear someone down. Words can bring comfort or words can ridicule. Words can speak the truth or they can tell a lie. We love it when little children begin to learn their first words when they say mommy and daddy and everybody rejoices until they're old enough to start saying no, right? Let me share this. With the passing of my mother, words and cards, words and emails, words in person have all been about kindness and support, words of love and comfort and understanding. And they make a difference. They make a difference, and I'm grateful. My brothers are grateful. But remember, that's what words are meant to do, right? To bring comfort and healing and peace to people. Listen to Moses in the first reading. He speaks to the people. He says, "Observe the commandments I give you. You are a great nation. You are a wise and intelligent people." He says, "Listen to my words. Follow what I teach you and tell you." He said, God is here for us. Remember, Moses brings the commandments. And he says, but we must listen and learn and follow the words of God, the call of God. And how do we follow that call? Listen to the words of St. James in the second reading. He says, humbly welcome the word that was planted in you and is able to save your souls. Who wants to save their souls? We all do. He says, be doers of the word, not just hearers. Be doers of the word. And in the gospel, Jesus says, hear all of you and understand. Hear what I say. Listen to my teaching. Nothing that enters from the outside can defile a person, but that which comes from within is what can defile. So let us remember why we come to Mass. We come to listen. We come to learn. We come to recall why Jesus comes. Jesus comes to teach us, to challenge us, to call us to have our hearts and our minds in the right place. To have our hearts and minds and words in the right place. So listen to the word of God. Take them to heart. Live them in ourselves so we can be true followers and witnesses of Jesus. Welcome to not only to hear the words of God, to come and hear the good news, but to take it to heart and to live it in love. So let's ask ourselves, what are the most important words we're called to live and to speak every day? I would suggest two: love and peace. Our words, our actions, our attitudes should reflect the love of Jesus. We know Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. He comes to challenge us. He comes to teach us about compassion and kindness, to challenge us to be about care and concern. So today in prayer, let us remember that words really matter. The words which witness love and peace to others. Words that say, I accept you, I forgive you, I will help you, I will serve you, I will love you. Today we come to hear the word. We come to receive the Eucharist so that we can be doers of the word, doers of love and peace. Amen.